Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP. The crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Celebrate responsibly. It tastes like Miller Time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. There we go. I'm flummoxed because this is one of those rare days where, you know, I feel like usually we just have something bad on a Sunday after a series to talk about, but like, the rarest of rare, the Phils close out a sweep on a night where we were already planning to record. Mick frickin' Abel. Why not Mick part two? Yeah, someone who you were talking about scouting his tape at Oregon High School on this podcast 5 years ago or whatever it was. Like this, like it's like joyous. And then like it's also, hey man, guess what? And I like 80 games, whatever, like Jose Alvarado can't pitch in the freaking playoffs, man. You know what? I almost cursed there. Tucker, you're welcome. I didn't. But like what the, you know what, dude, why can't we just have nice things, Jack? How you doing, pal? Happy birthday, Joe, by the way. Happy birthday, Jill. Let me start there.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Jill's birthday. So looking forward to that. But it's so hard for me to care about the Alvarado thing when McCabe does what he did tonight.
So let me tell people how real that is. I texted you. I was like, well, we'll definitely have something to talk about. Yikes or something like that. And at like a little later during the Abel start, you're like, honestly, who cares when we got this demon out there? Go ahead. Do the Abel. You can't even worry about Alvarado because I wish I could get there.
Yeah, so obviously the Alvarado thing stinks, and we'll get to it. But at the same time, Nick Abel just did that thing tonight. And the funniest part about the Abel thing is that, I mean, I was just trying to think about where this podcast has come from, you know, the beginning with Nick Abel, where we had that coach on that was...
Which
felt like a big full circle moment, but... Yeah. You know,
were sending me grainy videos of high school stuff. And he's like, you're like, look at this guy. I'm like, what are you sending me, dude? Where did you find this?
At Jesuit High School. Yeah. So who could forget the time that he hit 100 miles an hour throwing a bullpen to Adley Rutschman. I mean, if that's not just pure baseball beautifulness, let's say beautifulness as a word, that's a marked word so far on this podcast. And I don't know what is.
Beauty would have just worked, I think. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, and so he was drafted during COVID. It was Brian Barber's first ever draft pick, which is also a beautiful, symmetry.
Our guy, shout out.
Now, I don't think it's the first Barber draft, because Kirk Herring was the first Barber draft pick to make the big leagues, but he was his first ever, he was his first pick. So that was awesome. Yeah. And then, obviously burst onto the scene and, was dominant early. Really, the last, I would say, 2 years. I know everyone talks about last year as a year where it really fell apart because ERA in AAA was over 6. And if you watch those outings, he just didn't have it. And it's just so funny, watching that guy tonight versus the guy that we've seen in AAA and minor league baseball last year and a half. To see what he did in that outing this afternoon, that's not the McAble that we have seen. I know this year has been great for him up at AAA, and he's been dominant. That was even better than he's looked at AAA, just fastball command-wise. And there's been times in AAA where, he gets into the fifth, sixth, and there's that random three-run home run. And while he might have been facing a AAA ball club tonight – in the Pittsburgh Pirates, still, it's hard not to say the stuff pops. It's hard not to say that.
Oh my god, dude!
I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy that Alex Coffey's wrote a whole great piece about how he worked with Cotham and he worked with Travis Herger, and that kind of was part of the whole development process here and getting him into a new headspace. I think he's a thinker. And I think maybe he overthought pitching a little bit too much and got in his own head. But, man, what a day. That's the most strikeouts in a game for a Phillies pitcher making their big league debut in, what, since
1947, Kurt Simmons.
Yeah, who could forget? Who could forget?
Yeah, Kurt Simmons, a legit guy. It was the confidence with which he pitched. Again, the whole thing with him, the question, will he throw strikes? And that's been the thing that's plagued him a lot, the last couple of years. And, he just came in and pounded the strike zone. I mean, that curveball is a freaking weapon. And he wasn't afraid to throw it in the strike zone and to paint the corners with it and all that. And to come up, and yes, it's a horrendous Pirates lineup, but he came up going against the best, young pitcher we've seen in a little while who, has this has become famous already. And he's going up in his big league debut, kind of unexpectedly in the sense he finds out a few days ago with the Nola stuff that he's going to pitch and goes out and essentially outduels or duels even with him, whatever you want to say, looks as nasty with him when Skeens was unbelievable, totally unhittable and locked in. It was an unreal performance. I kept saying to Emily, if he goes 5 innings, no runs, 4 strikeouts after the first inning. And I was 2 strikeouts. I was if I get 5 shutout or 5-1 run, wow, dude, he went 6 innings, 9 strikeouts, no walks, none, 0, 5 hits. And after I would have been fine if he didn't come out, even if, he wasn't that many pitches, if he didn't come out for the 6. But for him to come out for the 6 after getting the lead, it was first big league lead. And by the way, maybe you guys could have, I know Skeens is good, but, poor Abel just going out there zeros. And then goes and just shuts it down another inning. It was no doubt, he was so locked in. And I think, and he's also only 23 with prospects and stuff. We found out about this kid, he's 18 years old. I mean, it's crazy to think about how much growth and even just body growth and change you have in those years from 18 to 23. So it's not shocking at all to see a guy up, down, and then back up. But I think the thing that I take away from this, and again, who knows? We've seen many guys have good starts or good, early careers and it not worked out, but I think on a full ballpark, going up against this guy, this Skeens guy, who's you're a young guy like you too, and just absolutely pitching that way with that confidence and that dominance, and the first inning getting into trouble and getting right out of it, and then really it felt like never getting in trouble again in any way. that's just so impressive. That's about his makeup, about the way he goes about his business. Like, it's such a good sign, you know?
Yeah, it was odd the amount of trust I had in Nick Gable in his first outing. Like,
totally.
I think three out of the first five innings, he allowed two hits in them and was able to wiggle his way out of them, which is great. But, you know, you mentioned his curveball earlier. Like, there was two things. One, obviously, he threw his fastball a lot early. He tried to establish his fastball. He was trying to get ahead. And I think as teams get a bigger book on him, he can't throw that first pitch fastball over and over again. And he certainly can't just use it as a get me over pitch. If he's going to throw a first pitch fastball, it's got to be on the corners and it's got to be down. But either way, the fastball was super enticing. And
yeah.
My biggest comp for him today, and I'll just put this right into perspective.
Oh, I can't wait to see where we go here. Yeah.
Let's see how this
very,
one.
Very calm and measured and, you know, low bar.
Let's see how this one sounds. So I think my biggest comp overall, fully watching him in a Phillies uniform, not in AAA, a little Michael King-ish, a little Michael King-ish.
Yeah. I can see. I mean, bunting a curveball. I mean, yeah.
But with a mini Wheeler type fastball. How's that for a full on?
I like how you if you just hit Michael King-ish, everyone's like, hell yeah, are you kidding me? This guy could be Michael King, that'd be unbelievable. And then you have to go like, hold on, there's more. But wait, well, there's more.
Because the fastball, and I've become so intrigued by fastballs in the last year. Trying to determine which
you're a fastball man. You know, you always have been a fastball man. Everyone knows that.
Well, I just think it's so fascinating from the standpoint of like what fastballs get hit versus which fastballs don't. And
yeah, and why a 96 mile per hour fastball can be way more effective than a 98 mile per hour fastball and stuff like that. That stuff is so fascinating. It's, we know it's the life and stuff, but it's so fascinating.
Like Kirkering at 99 is way less effective than Wheeler at 96.
Exactly. Yep.
And that's what I find so fascinating. And I looked at his fastball today, and there were some times where it got hit 100%, but it also had that late life to it, to where it does have some weird characteristics to it. And that's what I found the most interesting. He was doing little like the sinker was pretty good. I think that as he goes along, because guys were able to square him up pretty well when they knew the fastball was coming. That's the most disgusting part about Wheeler is that guys know 96, 97 is coming and they still can't square it up. That's the definition of an elite fastball. But with him, first off, I thought it was a fast 97. I thought it was a fast 96. I thought it really got on hitters. The pitch that I continue to be the most intrigued by is that slider. I think the curveball is his comfort pitch. I think that's a pitch that he feels like, okay, 1-0, let me get this curveball over. 0-0, okay, I can throw this curveball. Even sometimes when he wants to go for a strikeout 2-2, and it's like, I don't want to throw a fastball here because they're sitting on it. Let me go breaking ball. I'll throw the curveball because it's a comfort pitch for me. But I think that slider, at 90 miles an hour, as he's up here longer, I know that they said,
He's going to need it. Like, you can't get by with just a fastball and a curveball, no matter how good they are, unless you're, you know, elite, elite, elite.
Yeah, and the changeup, I think, is still a developmental pitch for him, 100%. But, like, there's so many thoughts I have on his outing today from the standpoint of I know they said they're going to send him down after this game, and they'll probably stick to it.
Because, yeah, you know, I'm sure everyone will take that well.
Yeah. People are ready to get Nola out of the rotation for April.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, people – I think people would cut Nola for April right now. Yeah.
And I do think that the thought process is trade bait. But
that was my thought, too. But you can always pitch your way out of that. If you're that good, you know, he's more valuable long-term as that, you know?
Well, and I just think the Alvarado thing changes the whole –
Yeah,
that's situation here. Because,
yeah, well, go ahead.
Well, because like I look at Nick Gable and I think that he can start. He showed that today. And I full disclosure, I totally understand the Pirates, but I think that stuff plays against mostly anyone. And he's not gonna go six inning shutout baseball, striking out nine against the better teams in the National League, but I think that I think his stuff is good enough to get out to the big league level. I think that's what you would like to see from a 23-year-old. I watched him all day today, and I kept thinking, what would this look like out of the bullpen? And I know his development is that of a starter, and wanting to develop him as a starter and trading him possibly as a starter. But when I saw him pitch today, I thought mechanics look easy. It doesn't look like it would be that big of an ask to put him in the bullpen. And when people say, well, Taiwan, why would you not like keep Taiwan in the bullpen and put Mick in the rotation? Because I think Mick can be a freaking weapon out of the bullpen. Like, I think like Mick Abel saying, hey, go get us 5 outs in the middle of this game could be what Luke Weaver is for the Yankees right
100%.
Now.
100%. And we've seen Luke it so Weaver? Many times over history. We've talked about this a million times. Like the starters going into the bullpen, the young star, David Price, obviously a classic example in 08, where these like super talented, super high-end stuff guys will, for the playoffs or for the end of a season, the playoffs, go in and just try and win a championship. I mean, it's not crazy to do that.
Well, and I just think he's so much more set up for it than Painter is. Like, I don't want to put Painter in the bullpen.
Well, especially with the injury coming off the injury, too. Like, it just, you don't want to mess around with, like, stretching him out. Like that just feels like a recipe for disaster. And to the point we're making before, like, Mick really could just go in the bullpen and throw his fastball, curveball combo and not really have, I mean, you could, you know, mix in the slider, you know, just for, you know, mystery sake. But, like, you know, he could get by with that right now as a reliever immediately, like today, you know?
Well, and with Painter, I worry about the having to pitch 2 straight days, you know, like the up downs that comes with being a reliever. Mick Abel, for as much as he has been questioned the last couple of years in the minor leagues, I don't believe there's anyone in minor league baseball that has thrown as many innings as he has. I mean, he's taken down a lot.
Yeah, no love minor league baseball.
Yeah, except he throws 99, which is a nice little thing to add.
I'm thinking that height probably helps too. We were talking before about like that, how the fastball plays the way it does. I'm sure that gets on hitters when you're the 6'5". I mean, great with Painter coming too. Like, he's 6'5". I mean, you know how that is, you know, just the late release point, like that being the longer arms and the height, the ball getting on you, like that definitely probably has to make it harder, you know, I would imagine.
Well, and the thing that has totally changed, I think, for him this year is I think they've made his mechanics way more simplified. You know, I think what you saw tonight was
focus on pitching. Don't think too much in so many ways.
Well,
not just pitch selection, not just whatever, but in mechanics too. I think it probably is a general overall message, you know?
No. Well, what I more mean is I think his mechanics used to be much longer, and I think they tighten the ball up to where they're reducing the amount of movement that the guy has in his mechanics, because I think the more movement you have, the harder it is to repeat. And when you cannot repeat the way that you want to repeat, I think that's where the command starts to go awry. And I think that they got him in a spot this offseason where he can repeat these mechanics over and over again to where the fastball is not all of a sudden like in the strike zone and then up out of the, you know, basically hitting a right-handed batter in the face. And I was so blown away by some of the fastballs and the ability to pitch it up in the zone, especially the left-handed hitters. I think it was maybe the Frazier at bat early in the game where he went 97 up under the hands. And I was like, that's a pitch that elite starters in this league have. So, you know, my biggest thing with Abel today is it was so refreshing watching the Phillies call up someone that had actual talent.
Yes. Well, Jared Eichhoff got mentioned as a guy who, because they mentioned the Kurt Simmons thing, and then they said that Abel was the first Phillies rookie MLB debut to go 6 innings in his first start since Eichhoff. And I was like, he ain't Eichhoff, you know?
I know. Well, who could forget the Eichhoff run?
Of course. Legendary.
I was actually thinking
pumping 89 instead of 99 up there and just getting out.
I was actually thinking about Eflin's first start. Eflin's first start was in Toronto, and he got shelled. And Eflin at that point was like a semi-interesting prospect. And I was like, wow. And then seeing Abel do what he did tonight was so refreshing. But I was thinking about like Pettibone. I was thinking about
the whole list, dude. We have
David
please don't
Cannon.
We don't need to do it. We don't need to do it.
Just so many guys with such little stuff.
Yeah.
And then you see this guy. First pitch was 98. He struck out O'Neill Cruz to start the game. He went I think he went 1-2-3 in the second. It was
he did, yeah. He had three strikeouts. He struck out the side in the second.
So refreshing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So refreshing. Now, did you have to watch that from the video that you sent me, or were you able?
There was a bar in the it was the King of Prussia Mall, so we were able to find a spot, watch the game there. It was great. You know, shout out to Stella. Happy birthday, Stella, too. It was a great time. It was a princess party. It was. Like never been happier in her life and told us that she wants to have her birthday there. So, all right, we got to, you know, I love the McGabe love and it's well warranted, but like there are definitely people like, what the hell are you doing going 20 plus minutes into the pod and not talking about Alvarado, especially when, you know, I can't go too late tonight, but two quick things before we get to Alvarado. One, shout out to the Miller Lite account of the week. I pass this place all the time in Philly. I've been there. It's a great spot. Ray's Happy Birthday Bar. If you go by, you see the sign with the people's birthdays. Great spot. Today's Miller Lite Bar of the Week. This week's Miller Lite Bar of the Week is Ray's Happy Birthday Bar in South Philadelphia, where you can watch all Philly's games with a $3 Miller Lite bottle special. Go to thehappybirthdaybar.com. And the second thing, before we dive into Alvarado, May 31st, coming up, it's 2 weeks away. We are going to Reading. We are going to watch our guy Aiden Miller play. We're going to hang out. We're going to have some Miller Lights. Family's coming. We had the best time last year going to Wilmington to watch the game. Like it was just a really great experience. We had so many listeners to the pod come. It felt like, honestly, hard to believe how many people came. And it was like just a really great, memorable night that I'll remember forever, that honestly, I think Aiden Miller and Justin Crawford will remember forever. Like they got a roll call at a minor league game, you know, that doesn't happen for a lot of people. So coming out with us May 31st, it's going to be awesome. We'll be tweeting out the links for the ticket packages and stuff. Jack's already done it. Check his Twitter and we'll get it out more, but Reading Phils, May 31st. It's going to be such a great time.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right, dude, like Jose, and look, I know it was a diet supplement they're saying, or whatever it is, and it's like, in these situations with how these rules are, like, I don't want to hear any excuses. I don't care. Like, you made a mistake. Maybe I believe you might not have done it on purpose. Like, that's possible, but like, it is what it is. Like, you get your suspension, you get what you deserve. Like, the 80 games is whatever. Come back in September, fine. Like, you can't play in the postseason. I mean, this is a truly crippling, potentially crippling. Like, they can make moves and stuff, but like, a crippling thing for the way the team is constructed right now, you know, outside of obviously, you know, Wheeler and Sanchez and Lizardo and, like, I don't know, Harper and maybe Turner, you know, there aren't that many more people that losing for the postseason would hurt as much as Alvarado in terms of how mm-hmm. important he's been to this pen. So where are you at? Take us through the Fritz experience of it. I know that the Abel thing totally, you know, made you happy and kind of changed your spirits. The Alvarado thing was before. You definitely didn't know Abel was going to be great at that moment. Take us in that moment with this is a dangerous, dangerous place to go, but take us inside your head in those moments.
Well, speak for yourself. I always knew Abel was going to dominate like that.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. great point. Never a doubt, as we say.
Thank you. So I had heard about it last night. And
oh, big time Fritz coming in here. No, I'm kidding.
No, well, I had heard some things about it last night. So I was only mentally preparing myself for what today was hopefully
could
not going to be.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. So you had heard rumors is the point, but nothing substantial. I get it.
100%. So all I care about is postseason. Like,
me too. I mean, that's why, dude, that exactly. Yes.
It's all that matters.
Don't care about the 80 games at all. Like, zero.
And in true sicko brain, I'm just letting you know, I'm kind of interested to see how they figure it out.
Yeah, like, great. Yeah. Well, that's I appreciate that. Yeah, Emily is always tells me, like, don't get upset over things you can't control. And it's like, you know what?
We can't
control it. Alvarado's gone. Like, we can't control it. Like, the very positive way to look at it is be like, let's see what they do.
Yeah.
The negative way to look at it is like, this freaking blows. We're screwed. Which I generally, you know, veer towards the more emotional reaction. So, yeah.
Yeah. So,
but like, we're screwed. No, I'm dead. Like, but like, seriously, I mean, you know, thank God for Jordan Romano. Like, where who would have thunk 3 weeks ago, a month ago, we would all be sitting here being like, thank God for Jordan Romano.
Well, it's classic.
Nasty again today.
It's classic fat shaming by Major League Baseball. I didn't know we can't try to better ourselves. Very disappointing.
Terrific spin. Like, that is elite.
Very disappointing by Major League Baseball. Yeah. So I guess I've just sort of come to grips with it, because the problem is that I don't think Tanner Banks is good enough to be a competent left-handed pitcher. Like,
I thought you were going to say, park my car. I'm sorry.
In high leverage spots. I'm still not a Tanner Banks believer.
No.
And certainly not in him as a high leverage reliever. So how's that for a rhyme? But I
nailed it, buddy. You're a wordsmith, as we've discussed multiple times already.
I know. And even though Rube reminded me on Twitter that not many teams have three competent left-hand relievers, I would push back and say, well, Tanner Banks is not really a quality big league left-hand reliever.
Yeah, so, here's the amount that they have of competent ones now. One.
So they have Strom. And that's where you head into, okay, well, Strom's good enough. And he was good.
Sure. Today. Yeah, he's very good, but you know, you had three and a half, whatever you want to call Kirkering, if where the trust level is. But like, I think Romano's earned it back. You have Strami you trust, and you had the guy you trusted the most, the guy who's used in every biggest situation, the guy who, like, oh, Heart of the Lamb's coming up late in the game. Let's put Alvarado in. And it's just like, just, and it's like one of those things where it's just, he's yanked from your lineup, like just and gone. And it's like a season ending injury, essentially, you know, same thing for how it plays out. Like, you know, I guess we could get like 25 games out of him in September to, for the playoff push he can't be a part of. So I don't know. It's just, I felt like this team had kind of turned the tide a little bit. Like you said, at the end of the day, it's all about the playoffs. You know, we're going to ride the roller coaster. We're going to watch the games and have fun and talk about them and see how they prepare themselves, what they look like and all that heading into the playoffs. But at the end of the day, that what they do in the playoffs or getting to the playoffs and what they do in the playoffs is going to be the ultimate barometer of the season. It's just what it is, where they are. But I felt like they had gotten to a point, you know, with this winning streak or, you know, winning kind of run lately. I mean, they're 11 games over 500. They just swept the Pirates. Mm-hmm. It felt like the first time it was kind of, you know, they've been hitting the ball with the park small ball style. The pitching's been good. The bullpen had settled down. It felt like the first time I was starting to really feel like, all right, I'm just going to watch a good team win more games than they lose and prepare myself for the playoffs. And then it's great. Awesome. Thanks, guys. I'm a Phillies fan. I forgot.
Yeah. Well, and the problem is, like, you know, you start going through these rosters and you start trying to find that, like, random left-handed reliever. And it just doesn't seem like they're really out there. Like, if you want to go Garrett Clevenger with the Rays, if they fall out of it, bring him home.
Bring him home. It would be ironic with the Alvarado piece of it being that he was traded. You know, they were the guys traded for each other. That would be such a hilarious full circle moment.
Jojo Romero, another guy we could bring home.
Can we get JC Romero a decade ago back or, you know, longer?
Joe Mantiply.
Two decades ago almost, I guess, and more the closer to two than one.
I know. No, it's not. It's certainly not a.
Oh, Joe Mantiply. Shout out to his family. He had like 8,000 people at that playoff game.
I know.
And they were all wearing Cowboys hats. I felt, or, you know, Cowboy hats, I felt like.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know. It's really not a great spot to be in, needing a lefty reliever that has like interesting stuff at this point. So it's almost to the point where you need to add like another nasty righty to offset.
Just to say it doesn't matter who they face, you know, they can face righties and lefties guy. Yeah.
And that's where Abel comes in. Like, that's where I think Abel's is interesting. Like, if he can be that kind of force multiplier from that standpoint of being another big arm to add to the right side, I think at this point. So it's funny because you mentioned about where the team is currently at, and they're on pace for 97 wins, by the way, which is hilarious. Yeah,
I mean, they've been playing good baseball, too. It's felt like a good team the majority of nights, you know?
And so I sit here, and I think they're really good. I'm also stuck in the same predicament where I'm not giving up any of the top five prospects to go out and trade for, like, a Mason Miller type. I don't really want to give up a top five prospect to go trade for anyone. I don't want to give up Aiden, Painter, Crawford, Tait,
Aiden Escobar. Yeah.
Those five are off limits. Everyone else, you can talk to me about. Like, I don't want to.
And now, like, Mick's making the case where it's like, maybe I don't want to trade Mick.
Yeah. I don't. That's why you'd like to
utilize him somewhere else, is the point. Yeah.
That's the biggest reason why I want to see what he does in that bullpen. Like, I want to see if he can go up to 98 and sit there for five batters. Because
that is, like, essentially a trade. If you could get someone who could get those innings for you, I mean, who cares? Like, it's a more effective way than giving away the guy's future just for someone like that.
Well, I keep thinking about, like, was it Kasparis, I think his name, with the Dodgers. I think about Max Kranick with the Mets right now. Kyle Leahy with the Cardinals, who they're giving these guys, like, two or three, I think more like two innings max multiple times a week. That's really valuable. I look at Abel, and I know it's kind of stunning his development, but I don't think, like, I think seeing if he can be a force multiplier in the bullpen is way more important than trying to trade him for whatever is out there. So, like, I look at him. I see what the stuff could possibly look like. I see, by the way, his demeanor, which I think is really impressive.
I was talking about. Again, he battled Skeens today in his major league debut. Had no nerves in a packed ballpark in Philly, man.
I mean, it had to be shocking.
After the Alvarado news came out, they all knew about that, and he had to take the field after that. Like, He showed some freaking chutzpah today, man.
Yeah, and Skeens had to be shook knowing he wasn't the best pitcher on the field. That had to be.
Ooh, Skeens is like my whole image is in question. Like, what do I do?
By the way, Skeens really should be arrested. I mean, going from 99 to 88
he's
with a changeup
to watch. Like, he's definitely, and I used to feel this with Pedro more than anyone I remember in his prime. But like, Skeens feels the most when I watch him, where I just watch and say, how does anyone ever hit anything he throws? It's just like, and I feel that with most major league great pitchers, obviously, but with Skeens, I watch him and I'm shocked he doesn't, you know, win every start with a shutout. Like, it's unbelievable that anyone touches anything he does. It's crazy, man.
No, he completely lived up to the hype tonight. Now, yeah. I will say, this is a very Sickler thing of me, and I'm curious if you agree with me. The Pirates tweeted out after the game. They said that was Paul Skeens' first complete game.
It was I don't think it should count. It's technically, you know, I get that it's technically because it wasn't Paul Skeens' fault that he couldn't pitch the ninth. He maybe would have. Who knows?
It wasn't fine. Yeah.
Yeah, but I am with you. I think that it should be labeled an 8-inning complete game. I think it should. I'm serious. Like, I don't think it should be Paul Skeens' first 8-inning complete game. Hey, Paul Skeens pitched an 8-inning complete game. I think they should have to be connected. It shouldn't be called a complete game. I'm with you in the spirit of what you're saying 100%.
He really reminds me of when Jose Fernandez burst on the scene.
Oh, yeah. He was unbelievable.
It was so funny. Watching, so Paul Skeens is 22 and Nick Abel is 23.
Yeah.
And the difference in between how those two are talking.
And even
about
how they look, like, Nick Abel looks like a child, even a huge child.
Sure.
But Paul Skeens looks like he's like a freaking, could throw on a flannel and take an axe and go chop down trees in the middle of Minnesota. Like, he's like, who is this guy?
Well, and I think he might actually prefer that. I think he might actually.
That's the vibes he gives off.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He's going to be a horse for a long time.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I think this phrase gets joked about, but I think it's always thrown around too much. But like, he actually is built different. You know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah. Like, that is special talent. I mean, that is. And the Pirates, I mean, again, will not keep him. I feel pretty confident in that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You see, you were the one who told me, I think, right, the Pazin's already suggested they should just trade him because they're not going to keep him.
Exactly.
Get the max value. It's like, how sad is that? Like,
what a disappointment.
Like, sell the team, you loser.
I know. Well, he'll join the 2029 Phils or 2030 Phils. That'll be great.
Yeah, I would love it. It'd be great. I mean, think about it. Skeens, Sanchez, Painter, Lizardo, and Abel.
Wow, so you want to extend Lizardo?
Best rotation of, well, obviously. Are you kidding me?
And extend Sanchez by that point?
Well, I don't know. By then, I think Sanchez will still be here on his.
Dude,
Here, like, take my. I can't believe I'm signing this contract. Thank you, guys, for as fans.
Well, speaking of that, I was walking around earlier. I think it was me walking and me walking Sut.
Walking Sut. I like the walking with walk.
Yeah. Well, it's walks with walk. It's struts with Sut. Please get it right.
It's really good work by you.
And
I have go with Zoe.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah. Big content.
Thought of that on the spot right there. Yeah.
Well, I was walking around and I was thinking about the podcast and I was thinking about how long we have talked about the 2026 Phillies.
I know, it's so funny.
I thought to myself, well, that's next year.
I've thought about that before. It's like, come on, man. Come on, dude.
And
I think it was like, I honestly think if I had to guess, it was like you brought it up in like 2022 or 2021, if I had to guess. And we could go back and check that episode because I'm sure it was a title. I honestly think the first time was like that long ago. It's something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, if anyone can figure out the first time that we brought up the 2026 Phils, please email thehighhopespod@gmail.com.
There you go. Yes. We'll give you a shout out on the pod.
Yes.
Because we have nothing else to give.
I'm definitely thinking about the 2027 Phillies from the standpoint of like Tyeed and Arun and Aiden and Crawford and Painter and Abel and how exciting that's going to be.
Yeah. But thank God for Brian Barber and Preston Mattingly and the whole crew responsible for making all that happen.
Well,
thank
and you. The other guy.
Plus, I mean, we got Kenny Acuna coming down the road. I mean, let's go. Come on.
I know. Well, and the guy that we have to start talking about, even though he is not currently not currently a friend of the podcast, but I'm sure would like to be a friend of the podcast, is Luke Merton, who is the
current. And love you, Lark. Come on, Luke, come on.
He took over for Preston. So I know
all our people. Oh, yeah. It's got to come on.
Yeah, come on. I love it.
All of our people have graduated, but
sure, so you're Luke's saying they got the high hopes bump. Yep. Got it.
Yep. Most people do. Most people do.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
Yep. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right. I do have to go soon to put that in. A quick take bag. Anything else just you want to get to? Obviously, we hit the most important things, but is there anything else just stood out to you that you feel like you have to get off your chest that is not some high schooler from Oregon or something?
See, you continuing to not respect what I do on this podcast.
No, I respect it. Today's your day. It was awesome. Dude, I can say today I watched McGable pitch in high school. It was very cool. Okay. But I'm joking. I have to go soon. I'm really kidding. I'm not trying to, I shouldn't have poked the bear, and I apologize. I really do, truly.
So I guess my one thing is I am curious about Ranger in the bullpen. He's done it before.
You know, really, he's the only one we can say, like, that guy has done this at a high level before.
And it's a really tough predicament. And it's one of those things where it's almost like you have to talk to Scott Boras and be like, I know that you signed Ranger and you want him to get big money in free agency, but this might be the best thing for the team if Ranger can be another left-handed option with Matt Strom to help out this team. And I know people will sit here and they will say, bleh, just tell him to go to the bullpen. He can't.
Baseball doesn't work that way. You want to get Scott Boras clients. You want other clients from other people to want to go there. Like, it's just not the way it works anymore. Like, I'm sorry. Like, they're human beings. Like, you have to treat them like human beings. I'm sorry. You know, it's just what it is.
So I think if this thing works out, and I think if Painter's ready, and Painter, again, he might be two starts away if they wanted to, you know, they could really push him. which he's really, really close. But there might be a situation here in 2 weeks where Ranger is so clearly the best option. And what's interesting is Ranger was great yesterday. Mm-hmm. And this is Saturday for those listening on Monday morning.
Yeah, he's been good. And he only had the one bad start, and he's been good otherwise.
He missed his spot by a foot, and the guy headed out the ballpark. It happens. But Ranger, and it's such a tough predicament because, again, Ranger has been so good in the rotation his last two starts. Do you want to mess that up to put him in the bullpen? I'm sure that Scott Boras does not want to do that. But you also cannot offend a player that you're basically telling, we're not going to pay you. It's just not – you're doing wrong by the player. So I think that's the tough situation the Phillies find them in. In a perfect world where there's no drama and anything, I'm putting Ranger to the bullpen, and I'm letting Mick eat here for a little bit. Taiwan, we'll see, gets in there, and then Painter comes when Painter comes, and he's good to go. So I think the Ranger thing is certainly a part of this, and one that they're going to have a sit-down conversation with everyone involved and say, hey, this might be our best course of action this year. Are you guys on board? And it might have to be one of these things like, Scott, we're forced into a hard situation. We're doing the best that we can for our team. And if you have to sell your client the best way you can sell your client, and maybe you can sell to teams, hey, we had to do that for the team. It shows the kind of player that Ranger Suarez is. He can do everything for you. You just sign to whatever contract he is, or whatever contract they should. So I just want to get that out there, because I think personally that Ranger to the bullpen would help the most. And I know that's going to be a big talking point this week of putting him in the bullpen.
Yeah. And it by far, obviously, just logically makes the most sense, but there are a bunch of factors at play. It's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out and what moves they make and, you know, all that down the road. All right. We'll be back after the Rockies series. Jack, you thrilled for this? I mean, it is a nice little landing spot after the Alvarado news. I know it's in Colorado, but can we say sweep? Do we have to say 2 or 3 here?
Four games? What's 4 games?
Oh, it's 4? Okay, 3 or 4 minimum. But, like, you know, we'll sweep the worst team. And I can't believe we might see a worse team than the worst team ever that we saw last year. So we'll see. All right. I'm not even going to ask you if you have anything else. This is great,
Jack.
You
don't want me to talk anymore?
Yeah, that's right.
Silence?
Tucker, thanks for helping out from bridal shower or something, so we appreciate that.
Yes, Tucker. Mary's bridal shower. I mean, can you class it up a little bit? It's a
shout
big
out to Mary. Yeah, and less so for Mary, but for Tucker too. All right, I'm out of here. We'll see you guys later in the week. He's spread some salt.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.